Welcome to The Daily Dose, a series of short devotions from the Bible which are meant to encourage people who are cooped up in their homes or a bit concerned for one or more reasons related to the COVID-19 global pandemic. Today we're excited for you to hear one of our contributors from one of The Daily Dose's three partnering ministries, which are Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry, the Cedar Falls Bible Conference, and Fresh Wind Worship at Western Home Communities. Let's listen to Enrique Ochoa, Worship Coordinator at Western Home Communities.
For this podcast, I would like to share with you what my favorite verse in the Bible is, and it's found in the book of Joshua 1:9, and the words go something like this, at least is how I remember them. Mira que te mando que te esfuerzas y seas valiente. No temas ni desmayes, porque Jehová tu Dios estará contigo en donde quiera que vayas. As a young boy, I grew up in Mexico, and so these are the words that I learned from Joshua 1:9. But in English, in the English version, these might be words that hopefully are familiar to you as well. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you, will be with you wherever you go. Good words, I think, for this season, and I'm thankful for how it is that I came to learn this passage. I'd like to tell you the story of how it is that I came to be aware of this scripture, and it begins a long time ago when I had a chance, when we were still living in Mexico, I had the opportunity to go to a Bible camp. I was maybe 12 years old, something like that, and we went to a Bible camp. And there were a handful of staff that were there, the maybe 60, 70 kids that were there as a part of it. And there were a number of volunteers that were missionaries from the United States. And I remember that I think they'd come from the area of Texas. And one of those missionaries was a young man named Van. And I remember being very impressed by him. I remember that he was very funny. He had a good sense of humor. He remembered things about you. And I remember very clearly how much he loved the Lord. Well, he had a great impact on me. And again, I had very little conversation with him. But I remember how he would take a leaf and he'd be able to play a hymn on it during worship service. Or he would take a saw and not on the serrated edge, but on the opposite edge, he would bend the saw and take a violin bow and be able to play also music during our church services. And he made all kinds of funny noises and sounds. And if anybody knows me, you know that I'm also impacted. I love making different sounds and whistles and noises. Well, to make a long story short, I remember Van very well, but I don't know how well he remembered me. And so about 7 or 8 months later, after our Bible camp was done, Dad came home one evening and said, you remember your counselor, Van? Well, I just found out that he was in a terrible accident. He was in the state of Guerrero, which is where Acapulco is. And again, if you're in Acapulco, that's a nice touristy spot, but the rest of the state is very, very poor. And it's full of many farmers, and it's not economically, it's very, very challenged. Well, Van was doing some missionary work in that state. And as he was driving home one evening, he was turning a corner. He was in his car, and around the corner came a big truck that blinded him while he was driving. And along the side of the road were some farmers in the evening that were coming home, and they were cluttered and clustered together. And apparently most of them, if not all of them, had been drinking. And so Van, as he was blinded by the light, he plowed into these farmers, killing a good number of them. And as he was a part of that accident, of course, the farmers had machetes with them. And so the story goes that apparently they pulled out their machete and they started hacking away at him. And all he could do was cover his face so that he wouldn't be killed and so he could protect himself. Well, he got thrown into prison, into jail. And so when Dad came home with the news, thankfully he survived. And after he healed from his wounds, but he was still in prison. And Dad said, you know what would be really great? It would be wonderful if you could reach out to him and send him a letter. And I said, Dad, he's not going to remember who it is that I am. Well, I think you should write him anyway. So I did. So I wrote a letter to Van. And several months later, I got a letter in return from him. And it had been opened because of the government or whatever it is, the police had to go through it. But as I received his letter, I still have this letter somewhere, but it was one of the most encouraging letters I had ever received. Here is Van in a dingy, dirty Mexican jail. And by the way, jails are one thing in the United States, but there's something completely different in Mexico. And he sent this letter that was full of encouragement. So here he is wanting to know how I was doing in my classes and in my school. And what really impacted me the most is he remembered who it is that I was. We had had a paper airplane contest, and he remembered that I was the one that had come in second place in that contest. The point that I want to make today is, and at the very end of the letter, he said, hey, I just want you to know that even though I'm in jail, I find incredible joy in my faith and in comfort in what God has in store for me. And I pray the same thing for you. So here he is encouraging me in school to stay encouraged, to stay strong, to stay growing in my faith. And at the end of the letter, guess what was the verse that he shared with me? It was Joshua 1:9. That exchange, that relationship, that shared piece of scripture impacted and has impacted my life so much that even to the degree that my oldest son is named Joshua after this particular verse. And the thing that I want us to remind, just to remind us today, is sometimes maybe in during the season, we're waiting for people to reach out to us. And what I want to encourage you and I to do is not to always wait for some people to do something for us, but what if we turned our lives and our hearts around and did something for others? We might be surprised at the interaction that we might have. We might be surprised at the encouragement that God might have for you and me. And here's hoping that we would not sit around feeling too sorry for ourselves, but in the name of Jesus, be able to share the hope that we have and that we know because of Christ Jesus in our lives. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for these words in Joshua 1:9, and I thank you for the way that you chose to deliver them to me in my life through someone who loved you and knew your word. I pray that we would be able to do the same, that we would reach out in love and care to others with a word of scripture, with a word of hope, with a word of prayer. Father, thank you that in Joshua 1:9, we are commanded to be strong and courageous, to not be afraid, and then the ultimate promise is that you'll be with us no matter where it is that we go. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.
The Daily Dose will be published every day through the end of April 2020. It is a product of a partnership between three ministries. The first partnering ministry is Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry, where you can find weekly 30-minute worship services on various radio stations and at christiancrusaders.org, and where you can hear weekly interviews with Christians who have inspiring stories right here on the CC Podcast. Our second partnering ministry is the Cedar Falls Bible Conference, whose 2019 conference messages are available in video format on their website, cedarfallsbibleconference.com. And don't forget to mark your calendars for this year's conference, July 25th through August 1st. Our third partnering ministry is Fresh Wind Worship at the Western Home Communities, where typically they host a weekly worship service on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. at the Diamond Event Center in Jorgensen Plaza. But for now, their services will be available on their YouTube channel, Fresh Wind Ministries, or linked on their Facebook page, Fresh Wind Worship. Thanks to today's contributor from one of those partner ministries, and thanks to you for listening.